Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we've been here all morning with Iris Bunshaft.
And enjoying every moment.
Unbelievable, really. I mean, each segment that Christina puts together is always fabulous. And talking about fabulous Christina, it's the Christina Liu Show.
Yes.
And welcome, Christina.
It's really been quite the morning.
And we have a special guest also with us?
We do. We just got a very special guest, Claudia Poglianich, who now works at the Viscardi Center.
Hello. How are you? I was just in the neighborhood and thought I'd come by.
It's always a pleasure, Claudia.
I rode my way here.
We put people to work. They can't just visit, so you're going to have to get called out. But it's very exciting to have her here. So it's definitely been quite the week.
Yes.
Last week we had our four-year anniversary, which was full of excitement. And this week,
and Dan said something, just to interrupt you there, which I honestly, it's been in my head all week. Radio people like misfits. And he said it in a very positive way. And really, but it was really. We have Iris with golden nuggets.
But
he said people want to be on radio.
Yeah.
And it wasn't negative. It's so true. There's something.
That's why I came. Yes. Hey.
So today we have all the misfits.
Yeah. But, and we had our Aging in Place conference that really was amazing. We had hundreds of seniors, and we had probably about like 80 exhibitors that were there. And it was really just an amazing, amazing day. And John was there as well.
Yes, it was wonderful.
It was a big success. We had great speakers. Tom DiNapoli was the keynote speaker, the comptroller, and Supervisor Judy Bosworth spoke. And it was just a big celebration day. You could feel the energy.
Maria Carney, who has been on,
Dr. Maria Carney from North Shore LAJ was there as well. And it was just a lot of great vendors. And it was just fun to look around, and you saw everyone really getting great information and just happy. It was a very positive event, which was nice. And I hear that we're going to have to do it again in 2 years, so stay tuned, everyone.
Why don't you do it next year?
Yes, we will not be doing it after. This is, yes. Hopefully
well, it's
it
such an undertaking.
Years.
It really is.
Yeah,
it was
a lot
good
of
introduction to the Yes We Can facility.
Oh. You know, it's so true. I said that because a lot of people were coming up to me and just talking about how beautifully constructed the whole center was general, which was amazing. So it was just nice. It was a lot of collaborative efforts for all different departments. And what actually is, we had a cooking segment filmed in nutrition, and there was three different segments that he did. Easy, healthy, and presentable, pretty things, which is always which I think is important too when you're eating. You want something to look presentable, and he was wonderful. His name was Dr. Dave Gentile. He'll actually be on the radio as well.
Oh, really?
We want to have him on. And his food was delicious. I got some samplings, which was great. But they're going to play that on the town cable station. So it was...
What's his name?
Dr. Dave Gentile. And he's actually, he has a
doctor of...
He's an actual doctor.
Doctor of
food. Yeah.
A doctor of food.
But he does this also.
How
he has
come
a radio
I didn't get that
program.
Course?
Yeah. He has, it's Oasis Medical Center, I think,
is where he
works.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And it was really good.
And it shows you the need that you had such a great turnout with the weather being
Absolutely.
What
oh, yeah.
it was.
I know. We were sweating that out, and everyone managed to pull through and came in. Like I said, our nurses did these brain games that were really popular as well. So we have those packets too. If anyone wasn't able to make it, we have packets we could send you and show you who was there and a list of things. It was, it was really just fun filled.
The brain game thing, I didn't see that, but that's getting, in the last year it seems, that's huge popular.
Yeah, we've actually offered it around the town a bunch of different, and it's our nurse and our social worker team up in different locations and provide it. And it's really great because it's fun. And, you get this whole, because everyone, we were doing it to practice it, and it was funny because we were all sitting there and we were stumped, so it starts a conversation. And then when you go, oh my god, it's just it's a fun social thing, and you're really getting a benefit and trying to use your brain and figure things out. So
but the most important thing to remember is 311. People who
Absolutely.
Didn't get there, all the information is, as Christina says, you can get the packet sent to you of all the different speakers, etc. But all the vendors, etc., they're all people through Project Independence.
Yeah.
That all you gotta do is call 311.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a success. So,
we look forward to now?
We'll see. We're going to have a lot. I mean, now the autumn is coming up. There's tons and tons of different programs. And I know it's flu shot season is here. So Project Independence will be providing flu shots in conjunction with North Shore LIJ at a bunch of different locations. So we have one on Wednesday, October 7th. That's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. Which is in New Hyde Park, and that's going to be from 1 to 3, and you must make an appointment. So you call 311, and they'll schedule you for that. And then we have one Friday.
Is that insurance?
No, it's not insurance.
So it's free. I mean, yes. You call 311.
Yeah, no,
okay,
free.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, that's what I meant.
You might have to show something. I'm not positive logistics, but 311 would be able to tell you. And then Friday, October 9th at Great Neck Social Center, they'll be offering that as well from 10 to noon. And Tuesday, October 13th, it'll be at Port Washington Senior Center from 10 to 12, too.
Perfect.
So those are great. You know, and we're probably going to try and get one in Westbury also, so we're trying to work that out as well. So
are they offering the more intense one?
Yes, if you call 311 and you request what you need, they'll pass it to the nurse, and the nurse will make sure they have that. Because I know some people have different allergies as well. Yeah. To
And also,
you know,
as people age, the regular one is less effective.
Right. Yes, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, they're a great North Shore LIJ with any requests that that we have. So,
and we had somebody on recently, or it was a private conversation I had, I don't remember, in reference to the importance of the flu shot, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody on.
We did. We had a pharmacist on from Rite Aid.
Oh, that's who it was. Right. Okay.
And she talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, and she spoke about it. And it really is. It's just, especially if we're offering it to you for free.
For free, sure.
Just go out, get the shot, and take care of yourself.
Absolutely. So that's, you know, and then we have our fall prevention classes that are always a huge, huge success. And those are going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center. We have it every month. And actually in October, since there's 5 weeks in October, which I knew because I had to schedule a radio show for 5 weeks.
Where the sex come from?
But they offer...
That's where the word misfit comes from.
But so that's great. And it's what's nice is that you have the beginner's class from 10 to 11, and then 11:30 to 12, you have the advanced fall prevention. And that's at the Yes We Can Community Center. And it's
only...
Yes, this is where it's offered. You know, we have a bunch of, they're stepping on programs as well at different locations, but this we do with Winthrop University. And it's good. You know, you get a balance assessment in, you know, the first segment, and then there's all different, and it's so popular. Oh. I mean, I've heard, you know, we had actually one of our co-hosts I didn't know was a part of the program, and he said it just really changed. He couldn't stand, you know, and he had a bad fall, and he joined the class and was holding on to a chair. I remember, you know, he said he started, and then as the weeks progressed, the chair was still there, but he didn't have to hold it, you know. So it was it does wonderful things. Yes,
in addition
absolutely.
To actually,
and it's,
it
we
physically.
Talk about this all the time. I mean, you know, Project Independence main motto is, you know, just prevent, you know, prepare. And I think this fall prevention especially, because, you know, one fall could change everything, you know, in your life. So I think it's just really important, especially with the weather changing, you know, wet leaves and then the snow. It's just important to learn different.
Or within one's own home.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it could be anywhere. So it's just knowing and just being aware of, you know, how to. I think you actually were on one of our shows that we did a fall prevention segment. And it was great.
And I took the class also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it's invaluable.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Because everyone, as one ages, everyone loses more balance.
Of course.
Right.
So it's just, it's great. And then I, you know, throughout the town, I think they're both all booked up currently, but they're going to be doing them again. We also have these stepping on programs through North Shore LIJ, and it's a 7-week program, and each week they bring in someone different, you know, because you don't realize you might be on a medication that's going to impact your balance as well. So they come in and they talk about all these different things. So,
and you know something else too, it isn't talked about enough. Watch your shoes. That if your shoes are run down, your body's not stable.
Right. Absolutely. No, that's a huge, huge important.
With the Stepping On program, I know they have a specialist that comes in, and one of the classes is specifically on shoe wear.
Yeah, that's because you know what it is? There's so many factors. So it's these classes. It's wonderful, and they're free. So why not do it? You know what I mean?
Focus on.
Yeah.
Two years ago, I had my hip replaced. It was the summertime, and I went to rehab and blah, 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 and then I started back to work, and I wear Crocs a lot, but I'm not paying attention. They have those grips on the bottom. Well, these were as smooth as can be, and we went on an appointment, and it was the black parking lot, and both feet went out from under me. Oh. My partner was with me, Peter. He nearly dropped because I came down on my right side, which is where my hip was done.
Oh, no.
But fortunately, I have enough cushion that nothing really happened. But his mouth, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with you? I mean, totally free fall. Boom, and down on the floor. But fortunately, everything was fine. But it's true.
Right.
you got to pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, and it's at any age. You know, it's something that you really need to pay attention.
So where will these classes be held?
So these are at the Yes We Can Community Center, and it starts actually the first class is today, and it'll go through October 30th.
Okay, and the stepping on classes?
The stepping on classes, they're full currently. They're all booked, but there's one at the Great Neck Social Center and one at Clinton G. Martin Park as well. But they do those throughout the year, so we'll be promoting.
A quick question to interrupt you. What is the importance of the number one? Hmm.
Number one of what?
Just number one.
Oh.
Because the one is the self.
Oh, I like. She went very deep with it. Somehow I don't think the answer is as deep.
One, we've gotten to Christina's Lou half birthday.
Oh, I believe in half birthdays.
That's the only reason I'm here, Christina.
Happy birthday to you. Happy half birthday to you.
There's a cake,
everybody. Happy half birthday, Christina. Happy half birthday to you.
It's so nice.
See,
so
when you're
excited.
Her age, you count halves.
This is very exciting. Wow, I wish you guys could actually see them.
Thanks.
Aw, my little family here. This is the cutest. Thanks, guys.
So when actually is your birthday?
April 3rd.
April 3rd.
Okay. John enjoys it because John started, you know, the radio show, and, you know, it was a couple of months in. And he found it very amusing that my birthday was ongoing. Oh. It was
Christina quite, had a birthday it was, month.
It really was. You know, most people say it, but mine actually was. There was just like another. It was just I have a lot of different friends and groups and at work. So it was quite the celebration. So
and
now
it
we keep it going.
Again.
And then and now it begins.
It begins.
We're going. We're upping it to 6 months this time. So
I think your birthday was on a Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there was a party
Friday,
that weekend.
Yes.
And then the
yes.
following weekend, there was another party. Yes. And people, I was like, when is this going to be over?
I still haven't recovered from that.
We believe in celebrating. I think it's important to always celebrate and have fun. If you work hard, you party
play hard. Again. Well, you know what? That's a good motto for life.
That's
you
right. I think it's important.
Life.
So
and to laugh every day.
Yes. It is, and I certainly do a lot of that, I must say. But this is very nice. What a nice surprise, guys. This just made my Friday. I keep staring at this cake.
Because people can't see, but
there's actually a cake in front of me.
In front of Christina right now.
And it's very hard. If you know me, anybody, I do love sweets. So I'm staring at this cake, and I just want a fork. So this is like very
difficult. She's salivating.
Yeah. I am. So I don't know how we're supposed to do the rest of this interview, guys. I just don't know.
Well, we're going into a break anyway, so we can figure out the next step.
Go ahead, lick the
I know, I'm about to.
Actually, we will. We're going to a break early. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP, as we celebrate Christina Lou's half birthday.
This is so exciting. I know there's a theme to the show.